Chapter 23. Maybe there was a silver lining in all this misery and desolation. Not likely, but maybe. Arnold Greiner knew he had exclusive rights to his own story when this terrible mess was all over. And you know what else? He wouldn't settle for just a TV movie. He was going to try to serialize the whole thing in his column and then sell it as a prestige project at one of the studios. Hollywood Under Siege? The War Against the Stars? Bad titles. That was the concept, anyway. He shook his head and refocused on the San Diego freeway. The Xanax he'd taken was making him a little loopy. He'd kept the caffeine going, too, just to maintain some kind of balance through the day. Actually, the morning commute was the hardest time of his day. It was a daily transition from not worrying as much to worrying a lot and feeling sick to his stomach. The closer he got to his office, his desk, his computer, the more anxious he felt. If he knew for certain that another creepy email was coming, it would almost be easier. It was the not knowing part that made it hell. Would Mary be back? Would it happen today? But most important, why was she writing to him? All too soon, he arrived at Times Mirror Square. Greiner worked in the older part of the complex, a 1930s-era building that he had a certain affection for, under normal circumstances anyway. The main doors were large bronze affairs, flanked with imposing twin eagle sculptures.